Welcome to the Shir and Sefer Charedim. We're continuing in the introduction to the mitzvahs. We're up to part 5, Hey Shiva Kelolim B'chavod HaMitzvahs. 7 general rules with regard to honoring the mitzvahs. I would like to point out here that this part 5 and also the following part 6 and part 7 are all a quote from a Sefer called Shoshan Sodos. So we will begin here, and as he's going to mention that he's going to quote from Sefer Shoshan Sodos, but when we end this part, this is not the end of that long quote, but rather it carries over into the next 3 parts. Uve Sefer Shoshan Sodos Simon Kuf Peizayin Kasov Vizelishono. In Sefer Shoshan Sodos, in chapter 187, it is written, and this is as following, and this is what he says. Sod ha-dvarim asher ra'uy u'michuyev l'chol ba'al Torah harotza l'kayim es ha-mitzvos. The secret of things, the head principle, that it is fitting for a person, and a person is obligated to do, one who is a ba'al Torah and who is desirous of fulfilling the mitzvos, Ra'uy shelo yasuru mineged einav shiva klolim eila. It is proper that the following 7 rules will never go away from in front of a person's eyes, that they should always be in front of him. V'heim neged zayin sefiros v'imeinam kisidrin. And they correspond to the 7 sefiros, but they're not in order. V'eilehem. And here are the 7 rules. Hakal harishon, rule number 1. Shelo yaseh hamitzvos bekalas rosh uvebizui. That a person should not do mitzvos lightheaded and with disgrace. Kedegar sinan beperek kisui hadam. Like the Gemara says in Chulin in perek kisui hadam, Tana Rabbanan. The rabbis learned, v'shafach es damo v'chisahu be'afar. You should spill its blood and you should cover it with dirt. B'masha shafach yichase. With whatever you spill it, you should cover it. Shelo yichasena baregel. That a person should not cover it with his foot. Shelo yiyu mitzvos bezuyus alav. In order that mitzvos will not be disgusting to him. And this has been already previously mentioned in the previous section. V'hatam. And the reason is, ki ha mitzvos romzos behekef ha elyon b'makom tahor v'naki b'guf ha ilan. That the mitzvos hint to us at the part that surrounds the upper being in a pure and clean place, at the tree trunk. V'lachein ra'uy heyos kiyumam b'nikiyos uvichavod shiyudomim lanidme. And therefore, since the mitzvahs, the source of the mitzvahs is Hashem Himself, and the really high place in heaven, therefore it is proper to fulfill them in cleanliness and with honor, that they should be similar to the one who they are compared to. Meaning that just like we treat God, while we're clean and we give God great honor, so to his mitzvahs that are a resemblance of him, that show us his character traits, should also be done in cleanliness and with great honor. Haklal hasheni, rule number 2. Shelo yivaze ha'adam ha'mitzvah mitzad eichos asiyas ha'mitzvah mamish. That a person should not disgrace a mitzvah from the perspective of the capability of doing that mitzvah literally. What does that mean? Kedegar sinan beperek lulav hagazel, like the Gemara says in perek lulav hagazel, lekicha al yedei davar acher shema lekicha derech kavod. Taking something through something else. This is talking about wrapping a lulav with something, either with a cloth or the way, you know, or wrapping it with itself, with the dried up leaves of the lulav. So different things. What can you take a lulav with? So the Gemara there says, taking an object through a different object is called taking. Derech kavod, but it has to be done in an honorful way. Aval derech bizayon lo. But if it's done in a disgraceful fashion, then it does not count. V'hatam, and the reason is kasher pirashna, like we explained, ki hayadayim asher lokeach bahem lulav, the hands with which the person takes the lulav, him romzim le'eser sefiros, the hint to the 10 sefiros, v'lachein lo yiyeh davar chotzetz b'michitzaso b'inam, and therefore there should be nothing that is separating between the hands and the lulav. Uvein halulav, haromis im minav lahekev. The lulav, together with the other three species, hints to us to this hekev, to the surrounding of the upper being. Eladavar shel kavod hadom lenidma, but rather something that hints to us about something that is honorable, meaning God. So, therefore, it should also be similar to God, who, to whom we give honor, and we should give honor to the mitzvah itself. Haklal hashlishi. Rule number 3. Shelo yishtameish litzarcho beguf ha-mitzvahs. That a person should not use the mitzvahs for his personal purposes. Kedegarsinan biperek bama madlikin. Like the Gemara says in Shabbos, in perek bama madlikin, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, Asur liratzos ma'os keneged ner Chanukah. It is forbidden to count money next to the Chanukah candle. V'hatam, and the reason is ki hamitzvos romzos b'makom kodosh, because mitzvos hint to us to a holy place. Lachem lo yishtamesh b'sharvit hamelech elo l'tzorech mitzvah acheres, and therefore a person should not use the scepter of the king, but only for the need of a different mitzvah. Kedekai malan, the madlikin miner el ner v'chulu. Like we paskin that you can light from one Chanukah candle another Chanukah candle, because that's using it for another mitzvah. But to do something mundane with it, like counting money, that a person cannot do. It's interesting to point out here the mitzvah that he chose to show this an example is the mitzvah of Chanukah candles, which is only a rabbinical mitzvah and not a Torah obligation. And therefore, it is not one of the 613 mitzvahs. But these rules obviously apply to all mitzvahs, not to just Torah mitzvahs, but even to rabbinical mitzvahs. Haklal harevi, rule number 4. Hamivaze is hamitzvah mitzad kavod gufo, kilu kivodu etzla michubad yoser mihamitzvah. Somebody who disgraces a mitzvah in order to give glory and honor to himself. It is as if his own honor is greater than the honor of the mitzvah. Kedegarsinan bisof kerisos, like the Gemara says at the end of Masechta Kerisos, arba tzavachos tzavcha ha'azara. There were 4 things that were done in the Azara Rishona. In the beginning, hotziu b'nei eli chafniu finchas, shitimus ha'cheichel. They have removed the sons of Eli, Chafni and Pinchas. They were the sons of the Kohen Gadol Eli. That they have made the Heichal, the court of the Mishkan in Shiloh, impure. Tzavacha Ashniyah, the second thing was, Su Sharim Rasheichem, the gates should lift their heads, V'ikanes Yishmael ben Fiyabi V'gomer, and Yishmael ben Fiyabi will walk in. Tzavacha Ashlishas, the third thing is, Pischu She'arim V'hotziyu Mikanes Yisachar Ish Kefar Barkai, open the gates and take out from here the man by the name Yisachar, the man from Kefar Barkai, She'michabid Atzmo U'mivazakat Shemayim, that he honored himself and he has disgraced the kachem of Shemayim, the Karbanos. May have Aved, so what did he do? Have a karech shirai al yadi ve'aved avoda. He made a sandwich of the leftovers on his hand. Ve'avad avoda, and he did the service with it like that. Hincha roi min hatzvacha ashlisha. So you see from this third case, by the way, these are all the different cases where people were thrown out of the Beis HaMikdash or of the Mishkan. So we see from this third case, shenena shiyisachar al kihaya michavid atzma, that Yisachar was punished because he was honoring himself. V'hatam, and the reason was, k'asa gufa shehu tafel l'tzur ha'elyona ikar, when he took his body, which is only secondary to the upper to the upper being, and he made it main v'havenze, and you should understand this. V'lachein nenash, therefore he was punished because he took something that was supposed to be secondary, which was his body, and really he made it in the main, he made it first. Uvichlal ze, and included into this rule, haklal yus nivze be'enav basoso mitzvah Hashem Yisborach, that a person should be disgraceful in his own eyes while he's doing the mitzvahs of Hashem. Kasher amar David HaMelech alav HaShalom, like David HaMelech said, unakalosi od mizos, I'm light from this more. V'simchas b'es ha-she'eva t'chiyach, and the proof from this is the simchas b'es ha-she'eva, the great rejoicement of pouring the water libation of Sukkos. Well, when great people of great stature, they go crazy and make fool out of themselves. And the story with David was that when they recaptured the Aron, the holy ark from the Mishkan, from the Pelishtim, that was captured in front of the Pelishtim. So David danced in the streets, and looked like, and he danced so hard he looked crazy. And his wife Michal rebuked him for doing so, because she said it was not proper for a king to behave that way, because it's not honorable. And for that she was punished, because David was involved in doing a mitzvah, and by a mitzvah, a person can't disgrace himself in order to rejoice and glorify the mitzvah, even if a person of such a great stature is David HaMelech, King David. Haklal HaChamisha, rule number 5. Kigon, for example, Hashaleach Yad B'mitzvah Lehanas Mimena Kodem Gemar Inyana B'shlemas. If somebody uses the mitzvah for his personal benefit before the mitzvah has been fully completed, v'hora heter le'atzmo, and he rationalized to himself and permitted to himself, bazeh shechafatzav kodmim lechavtzei hashamayim, that his needs come before the needs of heaven, v'zeh lamadno mi'inyan b'nei Eli, and this we learn from the story of the sons of Eli, shaf al pi shezrikas dam zevachim mater be'achila chelek haro le'achila, even though the sprinkling of the blood of the zevachim permits eating of the carbon, the portion that should be eaten, af al pi kein, even so, in hakohanim zochen b'chelkan ad acher haktaras ha'emurin, the kohanim do not get the portion of the meat until they complete burning the fats on the mizbeach, which is the last part of the sacrificing the carbon. Even though technically they're permitted to eat their portion after the blood has been sprinkled, which is earlier in the avoda. V'heim hayu magdimin chelken l'hektar saimurin. And what Bnei Eli did, they did the opposite. Instead of going and finishing off the carbon and slaughtering the fats, they took their portions and ate those first, and then finished up the carbonas, for which they were very severely punished. Vel hagar sinan b'perek kama de yoma, and with regard to this, we also say in the first chapter of Masechta Yoma, Amar Rabbi Yochanan says, mipnei ma charva shilo. What is the reason that the Mishkan Shiloh was destroyed? Mipnei shehayu ba shnei dvarim, because of two things. Gilu arayus uvizu kachim, adulterous and immoral relationships. Uvizu kachim, and the disgrace of kachim, the disgrace of sacrifices. Bizyon kachim, how do we know there was disgrace of sacrifices? Nechsev, as the Navi in Shmuel Aleph says, I'm sorry, in Shmuel Beis, based as Vav Yudzayin in chapter 15, Pasuk 17. Gam beterem yaktiren esachelev uva nar hakohen ve'amr le'ish hazaveach tana basar litzlos lekohen. At the time when they were bringing the chelev on the mizbeach, they were slaughtering the fat. A young man, a servant of a kohen, would come and he would say, "Give the meat," and he would say to the person who is bringing the carbon, "Give the meat to roast for the kohen." Vayomer elav ha'ish, and the man would say, was said back to him, "Kateri aktiran kiyom ha'chelev, v'kach lecha kasher tav v'nafshecha." He says, let's bring the fats first, let's finish up the carbon, and then you can take as much as you want. V'amar lo, so he said back to him, "Ki'at asita, and give it to me now," v'gomer, etc. But he chatas ha'ne'arim gedolim me'od. And there was this great sin of these messengers of the Kahanim involved. The Sefer Charedim learns here that the sons of Eli did not exactly do this themselves, these Averas, but rather it's other people in the Mishkan who did it, and they just didn't control them. Where the other Mefarshim and the Navi learned that really all of the Averas that the Navi says that the Bnei Eli did it themselves, and that's why they were so severely punished. B'chanira, and therefore he says, it seems, shebichlal dvarav, that's included in his words, zeha ochel v'shosa kodem ha'tfila, is a person who eats and drinks before prayer. Kedegarsinan b'per kama de brachos, like the Gemara says in the first chapter of brachos, am Rabbi Yitzchak, am Rabbi Yochanan, mashum Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yitzchak said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, who said in the name of Rabbi Eliezer, kol ha'ochel v'shosu kodem ha'tfila, lov ha'kasav omer v'osi hishlachta achari geivecha, al tikri geivecha al geyecha. A pasuk says with regard to such a person, he says, "You have thrown me away after your enemies." But rather you should read not enemies but desires. Kilomar, like in other words, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God says, La'achar she'achal v'shasazeh, after you have eaten and drank this, Mikabel alav ol malchus shamayim, only afterwards you accept on yourself the yoke of heaven. So God is upset by that. V'hatam, and the reason is, Kiasa atafel ikar, because something that was supposed to be secondary has been made primary. A person's private needs are secondary over the needs of God, things that God requires us to do, those are primary. Haklal hashishi, rule number 6. Yesh mivaze ha-mitzvah, v'nohig bakalus rosh, mitzadra also kihi bilti mifureshes batora kol tzarcha, ela shechachamim herula makom bidin mimidrashi ha-torah. There are people who disgrace mitzvahs and treat them very lightly, for the reason because this mitzvah is not explicitly stated in the Torah, but rather it is the Chachamim who have pointed it out to us from the Midrashim of the Torah, from learning the Torah. Here he's not talking about a mitzvah that is rabbinical, but rather he's talking about a mitzvah that is an obligation midiraisa, except that it is not explicitly written in the Chumash, but rather Chazal have darshaned it. So Garcinan be Perik Chelev. So the Gemara says in Perik Chelev, Daf Tzadi Tes Amud Aleph, on page 39 in Masechta Sanhedrin, Tanya Idach, who learned in another Braisa, Kedavar Hashem Biza. The Pasuk says, the words of Hashem he disgraced. Zeha Omer Ein HaTorah Min HaShemayim. This is somebody who says that the Torah has not been given from heaven. Afilo amar kol ha-Torah kula min ha-Shemayim chutz midigduk zeh. And even if a person says all of the Torah is from heaven, except this specific digduk, this specific learning, chutz mikal v'chomer zeh chutz migzer shava zeh, except besides from this kal v'chomer, except from this gezer shava, these are all the different midas, different ways of darshaning the Torah. Zehu kidvar Hashem biza. That's what it's talking about, that he disgraced the word of God. B'hatam, and the reason is kikol pirusha Torah hamikubalim hei mitorah shebal peh bayim. All of the accepted explanations of the Torah, they come from Torah shebal peh. V'imkein haygavra da'amar hachi harei kotzitz b'netius. This person who disgraces a mitzvah just because it's not explicitly stated in the Torah shebichsav, it is as if he takes little plantings of trees, little shoots, and he cuts them down. In other words, he doesn't even allow them to grow, because all the reasons and all the roots of the Torah shebichsav, of the written Torah, are really in Torah shebal peh. Haklal hashevi, the rule number 7. Kavar yadata, he says, you already know, meshrim kadam mehaidiyah hakodemes v'asharashim hamanachim, since I already mentioned this in the previous thought, and also the roots that we have established, shetashmishay mitzvah nizraken, v'tashmishay kedusha nigzarim. Things that have been used for a mitzvah can be thrown away, but things that have been used for a holy purpose must be buried. Here are the things that have been used for a mitzvah, but yet they do not have an intrinsic holiness to them. Sukkah, lulav, and shofar, and tzitzis. A sukkah, and a lulav, and a shofar, and tzitzis. Besashmishay kedusha, and what objects that are mitzvahs that have a special holiness to them, and therefore cannot be regularly discarded. Deliskeme sefarim o mezuzos v'sik shel sefarim v'nartik shel tefillin u'rtzosehin. Ripped pieces of parchment of Sifrei Torah in mezuzos, and the bias, the base that holds the parchments of tzitzis and of tefillin in the straps. V'lachein yizahir adam b'tashmishay kedusha b'chol ma'amatzei kochel l'shamer mat kalosim. And therefore a person should be very careful with things that have tashmishay kedusha in them, things that have been used for holy purposes as opposing to just for a mitzvah, and they have holiness to them. B'chol ma'amatzei kochel l'shamer mat kalosim. A person should guard these objects as much as he can until they completely perish, and therefore he will have to destroy them. Uve'ela hadvarim baha azhara aleihen b'chama mikomos b'gemara. And with regard to this, the Gemara in many places gives us the following rebuke. B'per ve'ela migalchen, in chapter ela migalchen in Mo'ot Katan and daf chav heyam ad aleph, on page 25. Asr leishav al hamita, it is forbidden to sit on the bed of the v'chul, it's talking about there the coffin of the deceased, the bed of the deceased. Beperek Mishameso, and also in the chapter Mishameso in Brachas, Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, on page 18. Hamolech Atmos, one who passes bones, v'chul, etc. Boy Rav Yosef, brother of Nechunya, Rav Yehuda. Rav Yosef, the son of Rav Nechunya, asked Rav Yehuda, Mahu Sheinich Adam Tfilin, what about the halacha that a person should put on tefillin? V'chulu, this is when a person is an avil, and an only mishatola tefillah v'chulu, somebody who hangs his prayers. Kol ha'azar is bar lehazher al shmiras and shel tashmishay kedusha kvar biyarnu. All of these different mentionings and warnings have come to remind us about how careful we have to be when we fulfill mitzvahs that have an intrinsic holiness to them, as opposed to mitzvahs that do not. Ve'od nevayer ana tashmishay mitzvah romzim v'ana tashmishay kedusha romzim. And also I will explain later on the mitzvahs that are just the usage of a mitzvah. So what do those mitzvahs hint to? And also mitzvahs that have holiness to them, what do they hint to? V'da'azah, he says, and you should know this. Hinei b'kayemcha mitzvahs sim nochach banecha elu hadvarim v'yovelucha l'mikom chefetz nishmascha l'davka b'Hashem elikecha. He says, when you fulfill the mitzvahs, lift up your face and look at all these different things that God made, and they will automatically bring you closer, bring your soul closer to cling to the name of Hashem. Sod acher nilvel azeh, and we can add another secret onto this, another principle. V'hu b'kayemcha ha-mitzvah ra'o sh'tekayma b'mivchar matnosecha u'menusecha. V'zeyech lek l'shlosha chalakim. When you fulfill a mitzvah, it is proper that the mitzvah should be fulfilled with the choicest lot of your present and with the best part of, well, money makes no difference. But if it involves some sort of an object, or it involves purchasing something, you should go buy the best one. There's three parts to this. Part number one. It is proper for a person to choose the most praiseworthy part. And a person who elevates all the different species that are, and types of things that are fitting to fulfill that mitzvah, v'zeh nisbarim in the Garcina. This is explained in the Gemara in Menachas Daf Kipei Gimel Amud Beis on page 83. Kol karbanas atzibur v'hayachet bayin min ha'aretz u'michut al ha'aretz min hechadash min hayashan. All of the karbanas, all of the sacrifices, whether it's a public sacrifice or a private sacrifice, can come either from the land of Israel or from the outside of the land of Israel. They can come from the Chadash or from the Yashin. They can come from the new grain or from the old grain. Chutz min ha-omer u'shtei ha-lechem. Except for carbon omer, which permits us eating new grain, and also the shtei ha-lechem that have been baked on Shavu she'enem bayim ela min ha-chadash min ha-aretz, that only come grow from the ground, from the new, v'chulam einam bayim ela min hamuchar, and all of them should only come from the best part. Ezehu muvchar shalahem, what is the best part? V'chul etc. Ad v'chol haratzos hayakusheres ela mikan hayumivin. Really, an example of that would be, for example, an esrog of any land is kosher. Makes no difference where it grew. But an esrog of Eretz Israel is really special, and therefore a person should try to get an esrog from Eretz Israel. Hasheni, part 2. Be'asoscha ha-mitzvah teha'derena b'tikuneho v'asiyasa. When a person is about to do a mitzvah, he should review, he should beautify how it is done. Kidegar sinan b'Shabbos, like the Gemara says in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, on page 133, Ubereish Nazir, also in the Mesech the Nazir, Daf Beis Amud Beis, on page 2, Tanya ze keli ve'anvehu, hisnai lefanav b'mitzvos. I will learn the Braisa, this is my God, and I will beautify him, praise him and dance in front of him with mitzvos. Bisukana, belulavna, beshofarna, beutzitzna. With a nice sukkah, a nice lulav, a nice shofar, and a nice tzitzis. Kesovlo, sefer, Torah, lishmo, bidiyo, na, bikulmusna, bilavlar, oman, achakach, tachrihehu, bisharayim, naim. If a person tells somebody to write a sefer Torah, he should write it with a nice, he should, write it for its own sake, for that person's sake. He should write it with nice ink, and with a nice quill and nice parchment, and afterwards he should put a nice cover on the Sefer Torah. Hashlishi, and the third part of this is Shiyasa Hamitzvos Lishman. That mitzvahs have to be done Lishma, they have to be done for the sake of heaven. Vihi hanikreis mitzvah min hamufchar, and that is called the best choicest mitzvah. Aval shalol lishma, but a mitzvah that is not done lishma, mitzvah nikreis, that mitzvah is torn in front of the person. Mitzvah min hamufchar lo tikarei, but mitzvah hamufchar, the choicest mitzvah is not torn. Kidegar sinan benazir, like the Gemara says in Nazir and Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph on page 23, Amar Rabba Bar Avchana, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Bar Avchana said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Ma'i d'chsev, what does the following pasuk mean? It's a pasuk in Hosea, Yudalid Yud, chapter 14, pasuk 10, Ki Yisharim Darchi Hashem, V'tzadikim Yalchabam, Pashim Yukashlabam. The paths of God are straight, righteous people walk on them, and evil people stumble on them. Mashal l'shnei b'nei adam, a parable of two people, shetalu es pescheim, who have both roasted their carbon Pesach. Echad achal l'shem mitzvah, one ate it for the sake of the mitzvah. Ve'echad achal l'shem achila gasa, and another person ate it for the sake of gluttonous eating. Zesh achal l'shem mitzvah v'tzadikim yalchabam. A person who has eaten it for the sake of the mitzvah is called v'tzadikim yalchabam. Righteous people will walk on them. But this one that ate it for the sake of gluttonous eating, this is called the sinners will stumble on them. Amar le Rish Lakish, and Rish Lakish said to him, you call this person a poshe, you call him careless? It's true that he did not do the mitzvah in the best possible way, but he did fulfill his obligation of Karban Pesach. So therefore, how can you call him a sinner? V'hatam, and the reason is, ki b'chol kalal ha-nimtzaos ein davar domo l'makom shi-yotza mimena ha-mitzvos v'lachein ra'u li'os ki-yuman b'mifchar ha-minyam v'daza. In most of these rules, nothing is similar to its original root from which these mitzvos come. And therefore, it is proper for a person to involve themselves in the choicest mitzvahs in the best parts. And a person should know this and understand this. This is the end of part 5 of the introduction to the mitzvahs, and we will continue next time with part 6, which discusses the stringencies of positive commandments.